All right, 1380 WPHM. Here we are at the end of September, which is Suicide Prevention Month, and suicide is preventable. There is hope. There is help. Joining us right now is the founder of the Columbia Lighthouse Project, Dr. Kelly Posner-Gerstenhaber. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Grateful for the opportunity.
Dr. Keita Franklin is with us. She's co-director of the Columbia Lighthouse Project as well. Good morning, Dr. Franklin.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Franklin, I want to start with you. We obviously know that it's important to talk about suicide, but it's so difficult a subject to broach, even with people who have dealt with it. Why is it important to talk about suicide?
Yes, it's so important. In part, it's the second leading cause of death in the nation for 10 to 24-year-olds and the 10th leading cause of death across all population groups. And so if we're ever going to make a difference in the field, we need to start talking about it more so people become more comfortable knowing what to say and how to say it. And I know Dr. Posner has some information about this as well.
Yeah, I mean, we know that the good news is, as you said, there is hope, there is help. Suicide is preventable. But it is this tragic paradox that takes more firemen than fire, more police than crime, more lives than car accidents. You know, 135 people are affected by every death, and these effects linger across generations because of the shame and the silence that often follows. And that's the first thing, one of the first reasons that it's so important to talk about it, to break down those barriers of stigma and misunderstanding, to connect, to get them the help they need, and also to identify the people suffering in silence. And we know how to do that at this point.
Well, so how do we do that? How do you start a conversation?
Yeah, well, how do you start a conversation? Let me just back up for a second and say that 50% of people who die by suicide see their primary care doctor the month before they die. Mm. We need to be asking the way we monitor for blood pressure and do vision testing. And we need to do that well beyond the doctor's office because many people don't ever get to the doctor. So the first thing we need to do in starting a conversation is normalize that conversation and think that we, and many people who are suffering won't necessarily have the will to come to you. So we have to come to them, and we have to find them, as Dr. Franklin will elucidate, where they work, live, and thrive, and we need to ask direct questions.
Yeah, Dr. Franklin?
Yeah, over the years in the field, you know, we always would treat suicide as an issue that was like a very much a medical problem, and we thought that people need to go to hospitals or they need to go to mental health clinics. And I've tried to be a big proponent of the fact that, you know, we need to prevent suicide wherever people are. And that might be at work, that might be on the ball field, in their community, and even in their homes. And making sure people are comfortable asking questions like, you know, how are you doing? I care about you. I'm worried about you. And then if they are specifically concerned about suicide risk, starting to ask questions like, you know, have you had thoughts of killing yourself? Have you done anything to prepare to do that? How have you thought about doing it? These are specific questions that come from the Columbia Suicide Severity Rating Scale. But part of why they're so important is because they're very direct questions and that can sort of help you assess what level of risk somebody is. And then most importantly, like what to do about it if they do answer yes and if they are at risk.
And Dr. Franklin was the first one to show that this really works. So when she was heading the Department of Defense and VA suicide prevention, she had the vision to put these simple questions in the hands of airmen and clergy and legal assistants. And guess what? That helped those services actually reduce suicide. So we know that everybody being part of the solution actually helps us save lives.
You mentioned the Columbia Suicide Severity Rating Schedule, Dr. Posner. You developed that. Tell us what it is and how it's used and who should use it.
Yes, everybody should use it. It's a few simple questions that anybody can use, teacher to janitor, doctor to lawyer, that helps us be able to identify who's at risk, who to worry about. In the past, we didn't know who to worry about, so that policeman had to take everybody. The doctor had to put everybody in that that emergency hold room. That principal had to keep that boy in his office for 9 hours that didn't need to be sitting there. And the parent and the spouse, they didn't ask because they didn't know what questions to ask, and they didn't know what to do with the answers, and they didn't know if it would be harmful to ask. So now what we know is that when people are suffering, they want help, and those are the first most important gatekeepers to identify who is suffering in silence, connecting them to the care that they need. And as Dr. Franklin said, that's the first step we need to take in order to help save lives. And literally, just everybody can be part of this solution. And during COVID, what we know from other past traumas is that helping others, asking somebody and connecting with them is one, it actually helps you heal. And that's a really important piece of it as well.
Yeah. What else can we do as individuals or as a community to get involved in this and to try to help save lives?
I mean, I think one of the most important things communities can do is to get people involved, get them connected and get them, to feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves, where they belong and they feel like they have a purpose, whether that's through meaningful employment or meaningful volunteerism. You know, there's this classic study in the field that says that loneliness is equivalent to 15 cigarettes a day when it comes to health outcomes. And so making sure people don't feel lonely and don't feel isolated and that they truly have connections in their lives is what will really help save lives across their lifespan. We also say a lot, like, people need to get into mental health care. And, you know, as a mental health clinician myself, I of course, greatly endorse that. And mm-hmm. I believe that getting into therapy, particularly evidence-based, therapy is critically important. But right on par with that is social support and connectedness and all things that help people feel like they belong. Those are the things that truly save lives.
And I would add one more thing is that, the biggest cause of suicide is this treatable medical illness called depression, but we don't think of depression like we think of cancer. You would never hear the word choice when it comes to cancer, and it's this shame and stigma, I'm weak if I ask for help, this isn't a real illness, that prevents up to 75% of people from getting the simple life-saving medicines that they need.
Yeah, and I think that with depression, we are destigmatizing it a bit, but not necessarily for the person who's suffering from it. I think there was a time when people would say, oh, you're depressed, snap out of it. Get some sun, do something that makes you happy. You can shake this. Well, you can't shake depression any more than you can shake cancer.
Yeah, but can I just say something?
Yeah, please.
That stigma can literally be lethal.
Yeah.
You know the show 13 Reasons?
Yes.
What does that say? It says the opposite. It says this is a rational choice, not a brain-based illness. Guess what? The month after the premiere, suicide spiked, right? That stigma and misunderstanding is one of the most important things we need to address.
Great way to close out Suicide Prevention Month. Great discussion. Appreciate you both, doctors. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank
bye-bye.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you as well.
1380 WPHM in Port here on Suicide Prevention Month during the month of September, which, we've talked about it various different times, but definitely worth addressing and discussing. We appreciate Drs. Franklin and Posner joining us this morning from the Columbia Lighthouse Project.